Before I get into preaching, I want to share with you. Last week on Sunday morning, I preached, get on board with the Lord. Brother Kyle, you're in a different place. Man, you look good right there. It's full over there. Thank God it's full over there. Yeah, it's enough lost people in the United States of America. We're going to have terrorists building down, build bigger. Amen? Yeah, that's how I mean, yeah. Ain't enough churches for all the people who need to be in church. Ain't enough churches for all the saved people that need to be in the house of God on Sunday. Sunday night and Wednesday. Ain't enough. There's not enough. Church ain't on Sunday. Can I get a witness? Amen. But you look good sitting there. Last week, get on board with the Lord. This morning I want to preach. If you're on board with the Lord this morning, don't you stray. Don't you lay the mantle down. Don't you lay it down and be one of them cold Christians that's out in the world, and when they knock on the door and say, do you know Jesus? Yes. Do you go to church? No, I see no need in it. Don't you be one of them. This morning, if you're on board with the Lord, don't you stray, not one minute. Preacher, is it a big deal that I stray? Yes, it is. When Satan finds you out straying around and playing where you ain't needing to be, I want you to know he'll devour you, he will kill you, he will destroy you when you're not where you need to be. This morning, if you're not where you need to be, we're going to give a time of invitation here in just a moment. But if you can't wait to the time of invitation, I encourage you to come to the altar and get things right if you're straying from the will of God. This morning, I believe the most miserable person in the world is not a lost man or woman, but I believe it's a man or woman out of the will of God, has tasted the goodness of God. They've seen His goodness, they've tasted it, but they're living for the world. This morning, if you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter number 4, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 1. And don't you stray this morning. Don't you stray this new year. Don't you give in. Don't you give in to the things of this world. Don't you give in to the things that pleases your eye or pleases your flesh or makes you feel good. Don't you give in to them things. You stand on that book. You stand on that word. Old preacher told me one time, if you stand by the God of that book, the God of that book will stand by you. And I believe that this morning. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter number 4, if you have your place, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. In verse number 1, the Bible says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom, and preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions and do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and to not me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Father, I love You and I thank You for this morning. I thank You for the Word of God. I thank You for the Word of God that moves this morning. I thank You for the Word of God. I thank You that You are the lily of the valley. I thank You that You are the bright and morning star. I thank You that You are my shepherd this morning. I thank You that You are the one that leads me beside the still waters. Lord, I thank You that You're the one that leads me in the path of righteousness for Your name's sake. And Lord, I thank You for who You are. And Lord, as we enter in this morning, I pray for the next few moments that You do the preaching. I pray that You sound forth this morning, Father. I pray You anoint me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. But Father God, I pray not only You anoint me, but I pray You anoint the ears of the hearers. Lord God, everyone that are here this morning. I pray you put a special anointing on their ears. I ask for the next few moments that you remove the cares of this world. You remove, Father, O Satan, from this place. Let us worship you in spirit and in truth. Father God, your Bible says that the day will come that we will worship in spirit and in truth. And Father, I thank you that that day's come. And Lord God, we want to look into your word this morning and see you high and lifted up. Father, I thank you that we don't have to stray, but we can stay on the straight path according to the word of God. Father, I love you. I thank you. I thank you for Calvary, and I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. I ask you to do what I can't do, and that is reach people's heart. Lord God, I pray it goes deeper than the mind. I pray it goes deeper than their physical touch. But I pray it goes down to the marrow, the bone, down to the soul, down to the spirit. And Father, when we leave this place, we can say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. The title of the sermon is Don't Stray. For the next few moments, the subject I'd like to look at is don't stray from the Word of God. Don't stray from what God has called you to do. Here, Paul, Apostle Paul comes and he tells young Timothy, don't you stray. Don't you get caught up in the cares of this world. Don't you get caught up in the things of this world. But don't you stray. You stay straight to the course that the Holy Ghost has set you on, that God Almighty has instructed for your life, that He has put you on. This morning, if you're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, I see in this text that there's four things that you must look to in this word. There are some things in our life that we must look to if we're not going to stray. If you're going to stray and you're going to go that way, I want you to know this morning that you're going to have difficulty in your walk. This morning, if you're lost and never been born again, I want you to know you have an opportunity this morning to get saved and get on the straight way. Hey, this morning, the straight way is not the way that I think it is. It ain't the way that the Baptist doctrine teaches it, but the straight way this morning is, thus saith the Word of God. When we stick to that straight way this morning, I want you to know we won't go crooked and we won't get out of the will of God. We'll stray right where God would have us to be. I see number one in verse number one of the text. He says, I charge thee. Paul told Timothy that there's a charge on every believer under the sound of my voice. You've been charged this morning. You've been charged, or you've been put under an oath when you got saved and born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. No longer are you your own, but you've been bought with a price. You've been bought. You've been purchased. You've been redeemed. You've been set free, and you must follow that walk in your life. He says, I charge thee before God and Jesus Christ. That charge that he put forth, Paul said, I don't charge you in my name, but I charge you in the name of God. I heard a story told one time about that charge that went forth. It was a little girl. She was with a bunch of other little girls, and they was out. They was about 18 years old, and they was out, and they was partying, and they was having a good time. And when the party was over, them girls, they said, hey, let's go a little bit further. Let's go party a little bit more. And that little girl knew there was something living inside of her, hey, bigger than the cares of this world. And she said, I can't go. I can't go with you and do them things. I got a charge on my life and I can't go down that road. Can I say to you this morning, we need men of God and women of God to say, I can't do them things. My conscience won't let me do it. My calling won't let me do it. What's on my life? I've been charged and I can't do those things. They wanted to mock that little girl, and they told her, they said, you can't do it because you're afraid you'll hurt your daddy. And she looked back and she said, I'm not worried about that. I want you to know I'm not worried about what I do to my daddy, but I'm worried about what my daddy will do to me. Hey friends, this morning I want you to know, when you or I get out of the will of God, there must be a godly fear in the house of God. When we get out of that will and we get away from that charge and what we've made an oath to God, that we want to be changed and we want to be saved, and the Holy Spirit comes inside of us and He saves us at that moment, we got a charge that is on our life. He tells him here, he says, young Timothy, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge. Not only that charge on my life is before God and before Jesus Christ, but they are my judge. There's going to come a day that I'm going to stand before God Almighty, and He's going to judge me according to what I've done. Every jot and every tittle, every word that I've ever said, everything that I've ever done, I'm going to stand before God. And I want you to know this morning, it is very important important that I take the charge that's on my life and take it very serious. And I get on board with the Lord and I don't sway and I don't go one way or another, but I stay straight on that path. The Bible says straight is the way to heaven. Straight is the way. Narrow is the gate. Narrow is the way to get in. And he says this morning, we must understand that charge that is on our life. He says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. He said there's going to come a day that we're going to stand accountable for the charge that's on our life. And this morning, as your pastor, I beg you, I plead with you, do not sway in this world that we live in. I know the things of this world, they look enticing and they look good and they look like everything would be better if you had way. Amen. Hey, it's the book this morning. It's the Word of God this morning. And if we stay true to that charge that is in our life, I want you to know we'll be the most happiest people that you've ever seen. Amen. He says this morning, number one, he says, don't you stray because there's a charge at the church. You've been charged to do what God's called you to do. But I see number two, that there's a command. Not only have you been charged, but you've been commanded. There's a command on your life. If you've been born again, there is a command that's come your way, and that command has come from heaven. Here in the book, it says in verse number two, here's the command. He said, I want you to preach the word. Can I say to you this morning, it ain't about how loud the music can get. It ain't about how loud people can pray. It ain't about all them things. It's the preaching of the word. It's that book this morning. You make sure when you sit or stand before a man of God that he is preaching, thus saith the word of God. His opinion won't get you to heaven. It is the word of God that'll get you to heaven. It is the word of God that'll get you a righteous living. It is the word of God that'll put you in straight standings with our Lord and Savior of Jesus Christ. This morning we know that he said, preach the word. You say, preacher, in the world that we live in, people don't want the Bible. There's going to come a day they're going to want the Bible. Can I say to you, there's going to come a day they're going to need the Bible. And when they need that word, I want you to know it'll be in their life like never before. It'll set down inside of them when you preach that word. He says in verse number two, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Why do we preach the word? Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 this morning when we preach that word. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. And if you'll look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 18. Why do we preach that word? Why do we stand on that old book? Why do we stand dear to this old book? Friends, I want you to know this morning, I stand on this word of God because it changed my life. It charged me like never before. I've read a lot of books and they didn't do much for me. Can I get a witness this morning? Hey, I'd be in school, in grammar school, and they'd want you to read and they want you to have good speech. But I want you to know none of them books entertained me. None of them books changed me, Brother Harry. None of them books gave me what I got now. But I want you to know there was a day that I read that old timey book and I got down in them scriptures and I understand, for the preaching of the cross is to them that's lost is foolish, but to us that's saved is the power of God unto salvation. If you want power in your life, it'll only come through this book. Amen. Jesus Christ, this is what we're talking about this morning. Look what he says in 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. You tell a lost man about Jesus and the Spirit of God's not there, he thinks it's foolish. What we're doing this morning, the lost world, they think it's foolish. But I want you to know, I know and you know this morning, that we've been charged and we've been commanded to preach the Word of God. It'll never move nobody. Nothing will ever move nobody like the preaching of the Word of God. It's the preaching of the cross. When you tell somebody about the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, look what the Bible says. For the preaching of the cross is them that perish foolishness. Foolish. But you'd preach about a man named Jesus. How that he came and walked amongst us for 33 years. Bled and died on an old rugged cross. Buried in a borrowed tomb and rose again on the third day. If you put your faith, hope, and trust in that, and you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that He arose from the grave, that you shall be saved. It's hard to believe that. But without faith, you cannot believe that. He says, for we which are saved, it is the power of God. He said, what are we supposed to do, preacher? Number one, there's a charge on our life. If you're in here this morning, there's a charge on your life. But number two, there's a command to preach the word wherever you go. To preach that word wherever you go, wherever you stand, wherever you go. He told young Timothy here, I want you to preach that word. I want you to stand on that word. I want you to stand on that book. I want you to preach that book. I want you to do what that book tells you to do. Can I say to you this? If it's wrong in this book, it's wrong. I don't care how you feel about it or what you like about it. Does everybody understand? If it's wrong in this book, it's wrong. And I can't debate it. I can't doubt it. I didn't write it. All I do is read it. But I do know this. If it's wrong in this book, it's wrong. It's Old Testament. Old Testament is still Bible. That's Old Testament, preacher. Old Testament is still Bible. You listen to me this morning. When you get to the point you say that's Old Testament, you'll start straying. When you get to the point you say, well, we don't live under that, you'll get to straying. When you get to the point and say, oh, that don't matter, you'll get to straying. If you think one thing in this Bible don't matter, it won't be long. You'll think the whole Bible don't matter. But this morning, I got good news. Number one, there's a charge. Number two, there's a command. He says this in verse number two. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Preach the word of God and be instant in season and out of season. I'll never forget a time in my life. Man, I tell you what, I was preaching the word of God, talking about being in season and out of season. And I went to one of my mentors that lived in Detroit, Brother Tim Markham. Man, he was a mighty man of God. And I want you to know something Brother Tim believed, and I believe that, him being one of my mentors. If you're a member of a local body church, you've got a charge to be there when them doors are open. And you must be there when them doors are open. That's a charge that's been given to the church, and it's a command that's on the church. And as I went into him, I told him, I said, preacher, I hadn't been preaching here but about maybe two years, and I hit a wall. I hit a spot that, man, it wasn't going bad, but it wasn't going real good. And when it ain't going bad, but it ain't going real good, you can stray. This morning, your life ain't real bad, but it ain't real good, so I'll just do what I want to do. And I went into his home, into his study, and I sat down with Brother Tim, and I said, Brother Tim, I laid it out on his lap. And I told him, I said, man, I don't know if I need to keep preaching. I think I need to quit. I think I need to sit down. I think I need to give up. And man, I just laid it out there. And he said, I want you to do something for me. And I said, what's that? He said, I want you to turn over there, if you would, to 2 Timothy 4 and verse number 2, right where you're at. I want you to turn right there. And I turned there in my Bible in the study. And the Bible says, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. And I looked at him and I said, well, he said, you know where you're at right now in your life? I said, no, sir, I don't know. He said, you're just out of season. Well, I was looking for something big. You hear me? I was looking for some theological answer to the reason I was in the shape that I was in. He said, you're just out of season. This morning, some of you just may be out of season in your Christian walk. And I want to give you good news, what he told me. He gave me a theological answer. I said, well, what do I do to get back to where I need to be and get off that rut and get back to doing what God's called me to do? How do I get back and not stray? He said, you just got to preach the word till you get in season. When it feels good, preach it. When it don't feel good, preach it. When it looks good, preach it. When they listen, preach it. When they don't listen, preach it. You just preach it. You're not required or responsible for what they do out there. You're required and responsible to preach, thus saith the word of God. Can I say to you this morning, there's not a person in this room who's going to stand with me on judgment day. There's not a person in this room who's going to stand with you on judgment day. There's only one person who's going to stand there on judgment day at the judgment seat of Christ. If you've been born again, and that'll be that righteous judge, Jesus Christ, and he'll stand there. And I want you to know when he stands there with you, it won't be to see if you'll get in heaven. When you make it to the judgment seat of Christ, you're already in. You've already made it. You've already purchased. You've already in. You've already been redeemed. You've done there. But I want you to know there's another day coming, and that's that great white throne judgment. And I want you to know if you find yourself standing there is no hope. There is no rescue. There is no area out. Hell will be your home. He won't stand there as your advocate, but he'll stand there as your judge, and he'll sentence you to a devil's hell. That's why he said, don't you stray. You stay on that straight path. You stray on that narrow. You say, preacher, I can live any way I want to and go to heaven. Your Bible don't teach that, and this pastor is not going to teach that, and I will not teach that. People take eternal security and they run it to the deep end. Listen to me this morning. I believe in eternal security just as much as the next man, but I want you to know we've raised a generation that believes they can walk to an altar, give their life to Jesus, get up and go to the honky-tonk, live any way they want to, act any way they want to, shack up with anybody they want to, and they're going to get into heaven. Friends, I want you to know the Bible don't teach that, and neither do I. He said, come you out from among them and be ye separate. That's what the Bible says. And he says you do that because there's a charge on your life. There's a charge on your life. You must be changed in the blood of Jesus Christ. We got a generation amongst us. They walk to an altar and get saved, and they're good. They're good. They don't have to change nothing. Just keep doing the same thing they've done, and heaven will be their home. You'll never find that in the Word of God. I challenge you to find it in the Word of God. Number one, he said, there's a charge. Don't you stray. There's a charge. Number two, there's a command. Preach that word. What will that word do when you preach it? It'll reprove you and it'll rebuke you. It'll reprove you. What does that mean? It'll prove who you are. It'll reprove you. It'll put you back in line. That word of God will put you back in line. I got a little 5-foot mama over there. I want you to know. It'll do something she can't do. Man, when I was a kid and I come home, I had beer in the back of the truck. Can I get a witness, somebody? Man, I'd have beer in the back of that truck and it'd be loaded down, iced down from the night before. Mama got up with the chickens. You hear me? She'd get up early and she'd go out there and she'd go out there and look at the bed of my truck and there'd be a case of them old Michelob Lights. It'd be iced down, ready for the next day. Mama'd go out there and look and she'd come back in. And I'm talking to you, son. She had a charge on me like you ain't never seen. She'd come back in that house and here's what she'd say. She said, whose beer is that in the back of that truck? And the first friend I could think of, I'd say, it's his, Mama. It's his, it ain't mine. And you know what she'd do? She'd say, you get up, Mary, let's go out there. She put a command on my life. And we'd go and she'd make me pour every one of them out. And she'd make me pour them all out. You know what I could do? I could lie to Mama and she'd believe it. I don't know if she believed it or not, but she let me get away with it. But I want you to know, there's one in heaven and his name's Jesus. Hey, when he asks you that and he puts that on your life and he puts that charge and he puts that command, you may lie to the preacher. You may lie to your husband. You may lie to your wife. But you listen to me this morning. There's one in heaven that you can't lie to. I want you to know he's everywhere and he's right on the money. And this morning he says, I want you to preach that word. It'll reprove them, it'll rebuke them, and it'll set them straight in their life. There's nothing else that'll set you straight. You know what? Singing will make you feel good. Preaching will make you get good. Amen. That's what it'll do, folks. Listen to me this morning as your pastor. He says this morning that you've got a charge on your life. If you're a Christian, you've been charged to live like you're supposed to live and not the world. And not the world. He said, oh, there's a charge, there's a command to preach that word. It'll reprove them and it'll rebuke them. Folks, this morning I want you to know in the world we live in, we need to be rebuked. We need to be reproved and we need to be set on the straight and narrow. Let me give you this in the Bible this morning. Man, I love this. Boy, this touches my heart so much when I read it. He said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. He said, number one, I want you to because there's a charge. There's a charge at the church. Number two, there's a command. But number three, there's a challenge. You listen to me this morning, mamas and daddies, there's a challenge that you ain't never seen before in your life. A great challenge this morning. And the world's wanting your kids. The world's wanting your kids this morning. As a pastor, I understand the world's wanting this church. As a pastor, I understand the next preacher comes in could be a big old icicle. He could use any form of Bible he wants to use. Preach out of any Bible. Most churches say it don't matter, just use one. You listen to me this morning, I don't believe that way. I believe a man of God should stand behind this sacred desk and preach thus saith the word of God. I believe he should preach it out of a King James Bible, and I believe he should preach it straight, not put his opinion or thoughts in it. I believe he should preach thus saith the word of God, and if it offends you, it ain't up to him to come to you and patty cake you and make you feel good, but that you get it right between you and God. I believe when he preaches that word, it'll rebuke, it'll restore, and it'll do what it needs to do. But I want you to know we've raised up a generation, and it's amongst us right now, and that generation, that's the challenge. Not only is there a charge and there's a command, but there's a challenge. And for every preacher and every Sunday school teacher and every deacon and every person sitting in these pews, you've got a challenge that's on your hand. You've got a challenge this morning. I want you to know there's going to come a day that they're going to challenge you and they're going to want something different. They're not going to want the Bible. They're not going to want the teaching of the Word of God. They're going to want it their way. They're going to want somebody to itch and tickle their ear. They're going to want to do it their way. They're going to want to set up a coffee shop outside and get it their way. They're going to want to come in and do it their way. Friends, I got good news this morning. It ain't my way and it ain't your way, but it's His way. Can I get a witness this morning? And he says this morning there's a challenge at the church, and I see it creeping in. I see it on every corner. There is a challenge this morning. We got school teachers and they can't even correct their kids. There's a challenge coming in. There's a challenge amongst us, and we as a church, we must not give in to the wiles of the devil and the things of this world, but we must not stray. We must stay straight because the challenge is at hand. Look what the Bible says in verse number 3. Here's the challenge that's before us. For the time will come. And we're in that time right now. For the time will come. And I believe that. The time will come, and I believe it's here. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They won't do it. Because you know why? They don't have to. They can leave this church and go to the next church until they find a preacher that preaches what they want to hear. Until they find a man that'll go out and do what they do and hang with them and be their buddy. I've just said it once. I say it before. I'm not here to be your friend. I'm not here to be your buddy. I'm here to be your pastor. And I love every one of you. And I'll befriend every one of you and help you any way I can. But I'm your pastor. I'm not one of the boys. I'm not one of the boys. I'm not going to be around when old jokes are told. I'm the pastor. And he says this morning, I want you to know the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine. They love you to death and kiss you up one side and down the other. until you preach something that's in their life. And it's only from this book. There was a time when the man of God would stand up and preach the word of God. They didn't get offended. They got right. This morning, if you're not on the straight and narrow this morning, what's keeping you from getting right? I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know he laid it on my heart. Look what he says in verse number 3, and I believe we're there in the church at Union Chapel. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For the time will come when they, who are they? The church. He told young Timothy, he said, son, you preach that word because the time will come. They ain't going to want it, but you keep preaching it. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Have you ever heard somebody say something and you say, man, I don't know if that's right. That don't sound right. You know what that is making you say, I don't know if that sounds right or not? That's that Spirit of God. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. Folks, the truth of God's word is always the truth, and it always stands true. I beg you this morning. I come in last Sunday and I said, get on board with the Lord. But I beg you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, don't stray. When you get on board with Him, I want you to know it ain't all easy. It ain't all cakewalk, but it's worth it all. Man, it is worth it all. You know what the Holy Spirit will do to you? It's like a little ticker. When the truth comes, it's like tick, 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 tick. Last night we was laying in bed, me and Brandy and Ryder. And it was coming a good rain, a good shower. And she said, we got a leak. I said, where? I mean, she's no roofer. She's no plumber. And I ain't neither. You hear me? When I go to build something or do something, she says, call Brother Brian Scott, Brother David Barnes. Do not. You'll destroy whatever you try to build or do. Baby. It said don't use a hammer. It's going to be okay this time. And we was laying there. I bought me a headlamp at Harbor Freight the other day. Straps over your head, you know. And I jumped up with my shorts on, no shirt. It's coming to flood. I put my headlamp on. I said, I'm going to find it. She said, what I think it might be, but I'm not for sure. What I think it might be is the other day there's a storm and our birdhouse got blown down, one of them, and it's laying under the eave of the house, and it may be dripping. I don't know. You see, you can't hear that in the house through insulation, through everything. Yes, you can when you got ears to hear. This morning, the problem is why people stray, because they don't have an ear to hear. They don't have an ear to hear the word of God. They don't have an ear to hear. They've come in just so they can be here. Maybe family's pressured them to be in here. Maybe something, but they don't have an ear to hear the word of God and what the Bible says. I strapped that headlamp on. I put it on, LED. Outside I went. I was listening. But Garrett, as I got around that corner, I looked, and I shined that headlamp down, and right there was that blue birdhouse. And every time that would drip, it'd go. I reached right. This morning, the Holy Spirit may be going this in your life right now. You know. You know there's a charge on your life. You know there's a command on your life. And you know you're challenged to keep laying where you're at or to get up and go find out what's wrong. Now, a lazy man lays in the bed and finds out what's wrong later. A lazy Christian lays there and waits till it gets festered and worse. As I went out there, I got on the eave, Brother Kyle. I didn't just jump on that waterfall, you hear me? I reached down underneath there. I grabbed that and I slid it back to make sure that's exactly what I was hearing. As I slid that back, it stopped. I went in the house and I looked at her. She said, what was it? I said, it was a life application that God's going to let me preach over a birdhouse and a drip off the top of the house. You see, I didn't get none of that preacher, no, but somebody did. Somebody knows what I'm talking about right now. You got a little small leak. You got a little drip in your life. You know what you've been charged to do, and you're not doing it. You know what you've been commanded to do, and you're not doing it. And you know you're letting the challenge of this world get all over you. And he's got you, Satan's got you beat, slapped down. And you're wondering in your mind right now, is it even worth it? Is it even worth it? Should I just quit? They won't miss me anyway. They don't care if I'm here anyway. Listen, you shouldn't care if I care if you're here or not. You're not coming for me, and I'm not coming for you. I'm coming because somebody has sent me here, and he sent you here, and he sent you here. And this morning, I want you to know, don't you stray and get off that straight and narrow that you're on. You say, preacher, you're preaching to the core of the church. There's a lot of core that used to be here that's not here no more. This morning, there's a charge on your life. There's a command on your life, and you've got to do it, and there's a challenge. The time will come when they won't endure. They won't endure. But I want to give you courage this morning. I want to give you courage this morning that everything's going to be all right if you'll just stick with the stuff and stay straight. You stick with that stuff and you stay straight. You stick with Jesus. Man, you get to your workplace and they want you to waver and they want you to do, you know that's not in you. I can't waver, folks. I can't waver on what God's called me. I ain't supposed to get out of prison this year. You don't think I've been delivered from something great? I can't waver on this. I can't waver on the Bible. I can't waver on it. If it says it, I've had to stand on it. And that encourages me in my life. And I want to encourage you this morning. If you've got one of those small drips in your life, dip, 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 why not get on that straight path this morning? You can be saved and not be on the straight path. You can be saved and be over here doing something you're not supposed to do, but I'll give you courage. Look at this with me in verse number 5. But watch. But watch. That's what he said. He said, don't you stray, but to keep them straying, you've got to watch. You got to know when the adversary, he's coming, he's slipping you stuff you don't need, and he's giving you things that to please you and make you. You got to watch. You got to be vigilant. You got to watch. You got to have your spiritual goggles on. But watch thou in all things. Everything. Endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. And I want to go to verse number 8. So why should I not stray, preacher? Why should I stay straight? Because henceforth, there is laid up for me. There's one person in this place that I can tell you is going to be in heaven. That's me. Not by my righteousness or nothing that I've done, but by the blood of Jesus Christ. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, man, he is righteous in everything he does. He is righteous in everything he does. Shall give me all at that day, and not to me only, but to all unto all them also that love his appearing. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Are you at a place this morning? You say, preacher, it wouldn't take long. I'd be straying, not doing what I'm supposed to do. I believe that's one of the greatest sins in the church is when men and women of God stray from the Word of God. This won't hurt. Just a little bit won't hurt. I've been trying to watch what I eat. And we fed the church during Christmas honey buns. And we had a bunch of honey buns left over. And we took them home and I told Brandy, I said, whatever, get them honey buns out of here. Get them honey buns out of here. I'm going to be eating them. She said, no, you ain't. I said, okay. Brother JD, listen to me. I done good for about a week. I did. Son, I'm talking about strong. You hear me? Strong. Nobody's at home one day, Brother Flippo. It was just me and the Lord. And I walked by and we even put them on top of the refrigerator. We had to get a chair to get them. It's what sin will do to you. It entices you. As I walked by that and I looked up at it, I reached up there, and the first thing I did was grabbed it and looked at the calories on the back. One of them was 530. The other one was 720. I said, well, man, 530 ain't that bad. 720 is a possibility. I mean, I'm not smart, but I mean, don't go to the 720 because that's going to be overboard. That's going to get me straying from what I'm wanting to do. I laid them back, Brother Jackie. I laid them back. Patted myself on the back. But I did not remove the problem from the house. I did not remove the problem. This morning, what I'm telling you, if you don't remove the problem, you're going stray. Sunday night a week ago, I've done real good. And they've come from the top of the fridge to the middle of the table. And Kaylee and Brandy and Kyle are there in the kitchen. They're doing their thing. And I slide in there and I get me one of them 530s. Three bites, that 530 honey bun is gone. I wad the paper up, and I know they'd hear me if I go to the kitchen and I stick it in my pocket. Listen to me. Straying. Know it had been there the whole time. Knew it was there. Knew it was there. And in my own conscience, my own will, I didn't want to partake of it, but I didn't remove it. Talking to somebody. I didn't charge myself. I didn't put a command, and I challenged myself to get away from that stuff. But I didn't get away from it. And I noticed they weren't paying attention very well in the kitchen. And I slipped back in there, and the only thing left on top that I could grab was the big one. I come back in that living room, and I said, I'm going to take just a bite, and I'm going to wad it up, and I'm going to lay it down. I'm not going to mess with it. I don't want it. I don't need it. And it's not what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm going to lay it down. The next thing I know, Brother Paul Jeffries, I'm wadding that paper up and I'm sticking it in my pocket. No matter how much I've been charged, no matter how much I've been commanded, no matter how big the challenge comes, and no matter how much encouragement I give you, Brother J.D., at the end of the day, you've got a free will, son. And I must choose this day whom I'll serve. And I must choose to get on the straight and narrow path and follow my Lord and Savior the rest of my life so He can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. This morning, if you've got something in your life that right now you're not strayed because of it, but you know if you keep going, you're going to stray, I would get in this altar and I'd ask the Lord to remove that from my life. Because if not, there's a straying coming. Because the Bible teaches there's a time coming that they will not endure sound doctrine. But they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Father, I love you and I thank you for this day. I thank you for Calvary. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, the most important time of the sermon is the time of invitation. Lord, I have no clue who I'm talking to this morning, but you do, that may have something in their life that they need to get to an old-timey altar and do business with you. Father, I pray this morning be a morning they'd come to the altar. Lord, I pray this morning be a morning that they would talk to you, Father. And Lord, I pray this morning that they're even thinking about going astray. Lord, I pray this message has encouraged them in a mighty way. That it's worth it all to stick with you. That it's worth it all to stick with the book. It's worth it all. Lord, to the young generation, it's worth it all. If they stick with the stuff. Father, bless this time in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. I ask you to